Diane, you remember my brother Niles, my father Martin?
What a tasteful abode.
Oh, yeah, modest in its way.
Well, Martin, it's been too long. How have you been?
Well, my wife died. I got shot in the hip, and I had to move in with Frasier because I kept falling down in the shower.
Well, you look wonderful. Yes, you do.
Don't you love Martin's honesty? You know how people say, how are you doing? And they don't want to hear how you're doing. They just want to say, hi, let me tell you about my life. Well, I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and that's exactly what you can do here on this show. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness, and I'm a clinical psychologist. So you can pick up your phone right now and give me a call at toll-free 1-877-DR-KENNER and ask me anything that's upsetting you today. And right now we're turning to the phones and welcoming Tom. Tom, you're having some difficulty with your wife.
Hi, Dr. Kenner.
Hi.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, it concerns my unemployment for the last year or so. My wife has advanced degrees like you do, and I don't have I have just a bachelor's degree, and I've been trying to find a job without much success, and that, amongst other things. Namely, I have to admit, of the two partners, I'm the more selfish, has caused us to have a major rift this afternoon. And I just don't want to, lose, this woman that I've been married to for 25 years and had have a nice grown child with.
Okay, tell me about the rift. What happened? Just in essence.
Well, she was fixing dinner, and so I don't know, one of the ingredients was missing, and I ate it, and that was like the
what was missing?
Excuse me?
What was missing?
Oh, she was brownies for dessert.
Yeah.
And I mean, it might
be. And you ate the chocolate?
Excuse me?
Did you eat the chocolate?
Yes, I did, about a week ago.
Okay.
It might seem trivial now, but it caused a major problem.
Okay,
major
what were some of the things that, how did it become a blow-up? What were the words that were exchanged?
She basically said she wanted me to get out of the house.
And what triggered that? Just finding that you ate, finding out that
well,
you ate the chocolate?
Well, what triggered that was, like I said, my unemployment problems and generally I've been the more selfish of the two partners, and it's not a situation that became overnight. It's something that's been going on for the last couple of years.
So it has nothing to do with the chocolate. That was just the tip of the iceberg. That's another.
Yeah, that was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right, and now she's saying that she's fed up, that she wants you to get a job, to get on with your life, and you keep.
Well, not only that. I mean, it's become worse than that. She said that she wants she wants me out of the house.
So she wants you to leave today. And
yes.
Is your son? What? How old is your son?
Our daughter's 25.
Oh, daughter.
She lives away.
Okay, so it's not won't traumatize a young child in the house. So she's wanting you to leave. This obviously isn't the first time it's happened, right? For her.
Yeah, but she's never been this serious about it. And I went out for a drive, and I said I'd be back in a couple of hours. She didn't say too much about that.
Yeah.
She's not happy.
And when you say you're selfish, can you give me three of the most selfish things that you do?
Well, like I ate the brownies.
No, big things, big things that she would complain about. Yeah.
Well, basically, if it's going to be somebody else, like my wife or me, I guess subconsciously or consciously, I put myself first.
Okay, give me a visual. What type of a choice would you put yourself first that you would?
Well, if my wife's not feeling well, then I might be prone not to pay attention to her and not help her out when she's not feeling well.
So you don't help out. Do you think that the marriage is a fair marriage, or do you think that she does a lot more of the work, that she's bringing in the income now, and it's real lopsided?
Yeah, it is. I would say that I try to help her when she's not feeling well, but she doesn't think that it's enough.
Okay,
why is she not?
Why are you mentioning feeling well? Is she not feeling well? Is she ill?
No, she hasn't been feeling well for like the last 3 weeks.
Is it something serious?
I don't know if it's serious or not. She's not the type of person to feign illness. But she said she hasn't been feeling well. And she's
wanting some empathy. Let me tell you, the essence of a romantic relationship, a really good relationship, is visibility, feeling psychologically important, feeling cared for, feeling valued by your partner. And if you're in any relationship, I don't care whether it's with a boss or with your kids, where it always feels like it's a one-way street, the other person's way, you build up a lot of resentment. And some people try to grin and bear it, but guess how long that lasts?
Oh, I understand. Until a time comes like I said, the straw,
Right. So she may have already decided to divorce you, and she wants you to leave. Has divorce been mentioned?
It has. I mean, she wants me to leave. When she wants me to leave, she's only mentioned this like maybe once or twice before. Then that's the natural end.
How motivated are you to work on the relationship seriously? I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, how motivated are you to really...
I would say I'm an 8, and for a variety of reasons. Like I said, we have a grown daughter, and I imagine she's going to be married in a couple of years. I'd like to see our grandchildren, and I mean our grandchildren.
Okay, but if you told me that you wanted to stay married to me, if I were your wife, because you want to see the grandchildren and because we had a kid together, I would still feel invisible. It would be, but
definitely. That's my personal reason.
Love about me, what do you see?
There's plenty that I love about my wife. It's just that I haven't shown it,
What prevents you? My personal goals are what
I outlined to you, but my...
What prevents you from expressing your love to your wife? From taking action, from doing special things, from going out of your way to do something that will put a real smile on her face?
Well, I have done it in the past. I'm not saying I've always been unsuccessful, but
yeah,
there's been times I have been successful. And it's like, you do something and it's not appreciated, Even a little something.
Too little too late, possibly.
Yeah.
Listen,
this has been in years gone by.
Okay, let me tell you, this is what I would recommend doing. You can, if she's willing to go to therapy, you could go to couples therapy with her.
That would be something that I'd be down the road, but I'm listening.
Okay, because you're desperate at this point. She did ask you to leave. There's a book called Couple Skills, Making Your Relationship Work by McKay, Fanning, and Palig. You could go to my website, drkenner.com, and read that book to see if that will help you see what a good relationship consists of. And you want to be honest with yourself. If you don't want to change or don't think you'll change, then you don't want to go through all of this work and, then it might mean the relationship is over. But if you're willing to use this as a wake-up call to really work hard to get a job, then and to work with her to find out where her particular resentments are and to not yes but her, yes but I was doing this, honey, but to really hear her and to empathize with her, I think you'd have a much better chance of preserving the relationship.
What about the fact that she's like...
The fact that, that's irrelevant. It means that she's very smart and probably thinks clearly, but that's not the key point. It's that you may be a mismatch. I mean, maybe she's more ambitious than you and the relationship is coming to an end because of that. Listen, I want to thank you so much for your call. This is Dr. Ellen Kenner on the Rational Basis of Happiness, and we'll talk with Anna after the break.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
If you think your partner's being unfair, a way to avoid overreacting is to summarize what you heard your partner say and check to see if what you heard was accurate. Avoid adding comments of your own at this point. The goal is to let both of you digest what was said and clear up misunderstandings. For example, suppose Aaron complains to his wife, Jane, in general terms that they've been spending too much money. Jane might ask, "Are you upset with me for buying those new clothes? Is that what's bothering you?" Aaron could then clarify what he meant. He might say, "Yes, that bothers me a lot." Or he might say, "Oh no, I love your new outfits. I'm upset that I spent so much on landscaping." Many arguments are based on what we think our partner meant, and often it's not accurate.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.